Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, we were at J.W. Mitchell High School in Trinity, Newport Richie on Friday, where we like to go out every Friday and hang out. We've been saying we like to help out with a concession stand, but I feel like when we get there, they're like, we got this, okay?
Yeah, I don't even think we'd help so much as hinder.
Exactly, but we like to hang around the concession stand.
Right,
and so to say hi, take pictures, cheer on the team, get y'all help excited about the big game.
Yes, yes.
Well, as we were doing this on Friday, we had Scott, who was our associate producer. He was our sticker stud.
Yeah.
He had Hot 101.5 stickers all over him as we were giving away tickets to Niall Horan. And then we made our way over to where the cheerleaders were. And the cheerleaders for J.W. Mitchell High School do not play around. No. I mean, y'all were serious. Like, there wasn't even a coach telling you all what to do. Like, you all were in formation. You knew as the game was playing when to stop, when to, you know, throw somebody up in the air. I mean, I was very impressed with the cheerleaders there.
Yeah.
Well, here's what stressed me out is as we were watching them, sort of waiting to take a picture with them, all of a sudden there was like a loud commotion in the stands where I think they called them their Stang gang. It's sort of like their pep squad for the school.
Right.
So all of a sudden you see the big heads of some of the cheerleaders, and then there was like some
letters. Like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, a cardboard cutout. And then there was a sign that said, Holly, you remember what it said?
It just said HOCO.
HOCO. And I was like, what is HOCO?
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden you look over and then you see some of the cheerleaders start screaming. They're like, oh my God. And they start hugging one of the girls. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then someone says, she just got asked out to homecoming.
Yes.
Which was so sweet. Here's what stressed me out.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go through all of that to ask someone out at homecoming?
Apparently so.
Like, that was a huge display. Like,
I know.
I don't know anything about the situation. Like, maybe they've been together, like, their boyfriend, girlfriend.
We don't know what it was, but I'll tell you this right now. You don't even need to have a long-term relationship to do one of these things.
Because when I was in high school, for homecoming, you just go, hey, Holly.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody for homecoming?
No.
You want to go together?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, pull. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was same. Like, even prom, because this is a big thing now, promposals.
Yes.
I didn't know there were homecoming proposals.
I didn't.
The promposals, like, I don't know when it started becoming an event to ask someone to go with you.
Right.
But they did not do that when I was in high school.
No.
I had to basically beg people to go to prom. Do you want to, Bill, do you want to go? He's like, oh. Let me just see if Katie's got anything going on.
Well, Holly, I'll be like, mm. I feel like your situation was a little bit different, but that's okay.
Fine.
But I am curious because Scotty the Body, you were most recently in high school. And what year did you graduate?
In 2015.
Class of 2015. So, Scott, was homecoming proposals a thing when you were in high school?
It was huge. If you didn't have it planned out, you're probably going to get told no.
What?
Yeah.
My mind is blown. So how did you ask out someone when you were in high school for homecoming?
So I think I had like a squad of my football buddies like go through the hallway to, at the time, my girlfriend's class.
Uh-huh.
And I brought like a sign and everything. We just bombarded the class, told the teacher to like, hold up. I mean, we planned it out before.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop the class with the big old sign
Jones,
that said homecoming.
Wow.
And so did she say yes?
She did.
Now, do people ever get turned down from these homecoming proposals?
Oh, I mean, I was turned down in like 10th grade from it, too, with another girl. Because I thought we had some chemistry going on. And I wanted to do like the cool way of just like, oh, hey, you want to go to homecoming? As I was walking down the hallway and I asked like, hey, you thinking, you know, homecoming? She's like, I'll get back to you about it. She went with some other guy.
Of course. Oh, if anyone ever says, I'll get back to you for homecoming or prom, that means no.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, my mind was blown. Learn something new this Friday.
Dear blog, I didn't even know this famous person was following me on Twitter. And somebody tweeted me over the weekend and said, hey, why is this person following you? Just curious. And I was like, are they? I thought it was a joke. They weren't kidding. This person follows me. Barack Obama.
What? Barack? What?
Yes. 44th president of the United States of America.
Wow. How?
I don't know. Happened?
Have you been vetted out by the Secret Service?
Now, hold on. To be fair, let me get the stats on this here, because mm-hmm. I took a screenshot just to prove that this is happening.
Because also, before you read the stats,
yeah.
If Barack Obama is following like 1.5 million people, yeah. Then
I know
you're not special, Holly.
Okay,
sorry.
Calm down. Calm down. So he's got 102 million followers.
Wow.
But he's only following 619,000.
I say you're special, Holly. You're special. That's special.
I would like to thank Twitter and my blue check mark and the president of the United Former States of America. That's amazing.
Wow. Well, if you want to follow very popular in a celebrity Holly.
I could tweet him and he could potentially see it.
He probably has a staff that still handles right. that. But okay. Radio Holly, you can be in the presence of greatness.
Exactly. I was very pleased with myself.